Good morning, people of God.
Morning.
Welcome this morning as we do come together in this time of worship. Special morning is our Mission Sunday, and we have a special guest. Anna, would you please stand up? Anna Moorhead, she's not from Moorhead, but her last name is Moorhead. And she's representing Young Adults and Global Mission, one of the wonderful ministries of our whole church. And she'll be sharing with us this morning a lot. Right. I'd like you to turn to the hymn after the sermon today, because I'm not sure that it's a familiar one to you. If it is a familiar one to you, just, go along with me. It's called Christ Be Our Light. And I'd just like us to run through a verse and a chorus just so that we can, when we sing it in the worship, that we'll be confident in that. I tell you what, Luann, will you just play the melody? Sing.
Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Waiting for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light of the world to see. Christ, be our light. Shine in the dark, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light. In your church gathered today.
Okay, do you know it? Have you sung it before? Well, I'm glad we had this opportunity to practice it anyway. Let's prepare our hearts and minds for our worship this morning as we gather with our confession of forgiveness. And we gather here remembering who we are and to whom we belong. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, from whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, and invite us to take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, has given His Son to die for us, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Well, the first words of the song of the hymn we're singing is Rise. So I think it might be a good thing for us to stand as we sing our opening hymn.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Sovereign God, you have created us to live in loving community with one another. Form us for life that is faithful and steadfast, and teach us to trust like little children, that we may reflect the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. So I want you to remember my goal for choir is to get at least 20 people. We're getting closer. So if you feel the Spirit nudging you, don't resist. I want to say something about this hymn. It's really a wonderful hymn, and that we're going to be singing. We'll be singing the chorus a number of times. And as you pick up on the chorus, sing along with the choir on it.
For everyone born, a place at the table. Good morning. Our first reading today is from Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And Psalm today is Psalm 8 in to be read responsively. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set our works against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses. Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them. All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And the second reading is Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Long ago God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. He is in the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. The Gospel of the Lord. May you be seated. I invite the kids to come up here at this time. Come on down.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing? Good. So my name's Anna. Let you all get over here. And this past year, I spent my time in this place called South Africa. Has anyone heard of South Africa? No? Okay. So we live way over here in North America. And this past year, I flew across this big ocean, and I spent my time in this yellow on the map country called South Africa. So I was really far away from my family and friends in the United States, but I made family and friends in South Africa. And in South Africa, I served for the church. And so there was 94 of us that went all around the world, everywhere on all the continents except Antarctica. And then 8 of us served in Southern Africa. So here's those of us that served in Southern Africa. And then I was just going to tell you a little bit about what we did. So this is my family who I stayed with. And so I had a couple younger siblings for the first time ever. My host brother's name was Umulemo, and he was in grade 7. Sometimes we'd play soccer in the backyard. Does anyone like soccer? You do? Yeah. It's pretty fun. And a lot of people in South Africa really like soccer. And Sheila, my host sister, was in grade 12, so we'd often do dishes together, or study, or watch TV. Does anyone like watching TV? Yeah, that's pretty fun. How about doing dishes? A couple of people. Yeah, it's not as fun. What? Oh, Mom does it. That's nice of her. Sometimes it's nice, too. We'd chat and laugh over dishes. Oh, okay. And then there's some fun animals in South Africa. Does anyone know what kind of animals they have there?
Giraffe?
Yeah, yep. So I saw giraffes. Lions, yep. Lions.
Elephant.
I did see an elephant. I don't have a photo of it. Any other animals you can think of?
Zebra.
Zebra, yep. I did see a couple snakes, too. You do? Very cool. And then, my last photo I have is of church. And church was a minimum of 3 hours every Sunday. And sometimes it would be all day, 8 hours, and you were at church. But it was very different than church here, because everyone is up standing and singing and dancing. So everyone from ages 2 to 85 were singing and dancing in the aisles and up in front of the altar. Is that like church here? No, you guys don't usually sing and dance in the aisles? You do? You don't? Yeah. I don't usually see it too often. So on my last Sunday there, they surprised me and dressed me as a Zulu girl, one of the tribes in South Africa, and gave me this big, beautiful necklace and the head necklace and the skirt with beading and shoes. And so I led a chorus and a dance down the aisle. And people followed me, and we all sang and danced and celebrated together. So I have, you can each take one of these sheets. So it has some fun facts about South Africa, and then on this other page, there's some, it's a coloring page of some animals and the flag and things like that. So you can each take one. And I think I might have a few more at my seat I can get you guys later. And then there's I have a couple more, I think, in my folder. And so then we can bow our heads and close in prayer. And you want to repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for learning about the world. And please remember that they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You can all go back to your seats. Sani Bonani, Christ Lutheran. This is a Zulu greeting, one of the 11 official languages of South Africa. My name is Anna Moorhead, and I'm happy to be here worshiping with you this morning. My parents, Barb and Jim Moorhead, were members of this church when they were first married 35 years ago, and my eldest sister, Elise, was baptized here. However, I wasn't born until they moved to Sparta, Wisconsin, where I grew up. I attended school at Augustana College, one of the ELCA-affiliated colleges in Rock Island, Illinois, and then worked a couple years in the Chicago area after graduation. Following that position, I accepted the call to serve with the ELCA's Young Adult and Global Mission Program, also known as YAGM, for this past year. Over 94 young adults accepted this call to serve in 11 different country programs around the world. In the top photo in the middle, you can see the 94 of us. We serve on 6 of the 7 continents, and I bet you can guess which continent we're not serving on. It's a year of living out accompaniment, the ELCA's model of mission, through building relationships, walking alongside our sisters and brothers in Christ, learning about yourself, community, and the world, social justice issues, and the list goes on. It's a transformative year which shapes young adults to be the future leaders of the church and community. About 30% of the volunteers come back and are called to seminary. Another 50% work for a nonprofit, and over 60% get involved with social justice and advocacy issues. The Young Adult and Global Mission Year is building up relationships throughout the wider global church and becoming more engaged. I currently serve as an ELCA campaign interpreter, where I have the opportunity to say thank you for all the support to the ELCA's ministries, worship with different congregations, and meet with individuals to share about the ELCA campaign, my YEGAM year, and how the church is transforming. Thank you, Christ Lutheran, for your generous support for missionaries Patrick and Jackie Benke, currently serving in Japan. They love hearing and engaging with you. With your financial and prayer support, it's possible for the ELCA to continue serving around the world and locally. The gospel reading is a scripture passage which really resonates with my year of service in South Africa. The hospitality, love, and sense of community I felt was so generous to someone who they had never met. My host family agreed to host an American from the church for an entire year without even knowing my name. South Africa is a very diverse country in terms of race, language, landscape, economic level, and more. Before sharing a bit more about some of these experiences, it's important to explain a little bit about the context in South Africa in order to better understand my site placements, but also my home for this past year. During apartheid, people in South Africa were classified into four main racial categories based on what you appeared to look like. Because of that, some people changed race from year to year. The four categories are white, Indian, colored, which we would call mixed race, and black. Although apartheid was formally dismantled about 24 years ago, there's still many challenges present because of apartheid, which all link together in complex ways. Currently, 9% of South Africa is white and owns about 72% of the land. While black South Africans make up over 79% of the population and own just 15% of the land. In apartheid, townships were created, which were often underdeveloped, segregated areas, which bordered the towns and cities. They were reserved for non-whites, separated by the other racial classifications. Although formal apartheid has been dismantled, townships